Time now to have a chat to John Massara because it's been a remarkable breeding season in more ways than one. But one thing that has remained constant is Schnitzel, who secured its fourth consecutive champion sire's crown. It'll be interesting to have a chat to John about the upcoming breeding season and the restrictions that are in place as well. John, great to say good morning to you. How are you, John?
Good morning, Michael. I'm fine. And what a good segue into Schnitzel. That Redoute's Choice Testarossa Caulfield Guineas.
Wasn't it?
Because that's his son, isn't it? So there we go.
Exactly right. Gee, before we get into the nitty-gritty of the current climate that we are living in, just a word on Schnitzel, because you mentioned he's the son of a champion and he himself now is turning into one of the most remarkable sires we've seen in recent years.
Yeah, well, you know, the only two that have done what he's done in the recent past, Dane Hill and Star Kingdom before him, and you go back a long way after that. You get back into the, you know, early 1900s. So he's four consecutives and championships and perhaps another one this year. He's got a lot of work in progress. A lot of winning two-year-olds of last year who will be returning and some three-year-olds that are staying in training, and, of course, a new batch of yearlings that just turned two. So there's you know, there's some very, very good horses in the offing there, and they could keep him at the top. So, anyway, we won't be greedy. We're very happy with the four titles we've got.
Well, as he should be, and he sired some amazing horses as well, who no doubt will go on to leave their mark in the breeding barn in future years to come. How do you see the current climate, John, and especially from the Arrowfield situation? The yearling sales, first of all, seem to have held up remarkably well, considering.
Yes, absolutely, Michael. Look, I've just come back from the Magic Millions where they had that, you know, the national sale there, and there's a yearling catalogue, and we sold 15 and that. We sold them all. Look, it was down on the prices we thought they might be worth, and if they'd been sold in perhaps earlier in the year, they would have fetched more money. But there was still a market there. And I think that the reason for that is that racing has continued, thank goodness, in the major states, and prize money has continued to be distributed to stakeholders, owners, trainers, jockeys, and, of course, that goes on to all the suppliers. So it's kept the industry going, and people have continued to want to buy yearlings and trainers to fill their stables. So it's been remarkably strong in the circumstances. So I'm just keeping everything crossed that it continues that way.
What do you make of this recent border closure? And I know the breeding stock is able to continue to move across, which is vital. Otherwise, everything would grind to a halt as far as the breeders are concerned, which would then impact stock in future seasons. But is there a frustration from your point of view and others that there is a hard border closure to Victoria?
Yeah, there's no doubt it is frustrating. Look, I understand that everyone's super nervous at the moment, and particularly us in New South Wales, because with sort of second cab off the rank here after Victoria, we're on our tiptoes hoping it doesn't blow up here. And so, you know, everyone's become very, very nervous. But I do hope that movement of horses, and I know it's doing that with breeding stock, but I hope that movement of racehorses can continue from one state to the other, albeit with very tight protocols as to the human beings that are taking the horses down there, for example, the truck drivers, etc. There are ways and means of doing this and maintaining the sort of contest between the best horses around the country. I'm hoping that happens through the, you know, the spring. It might not.
Are you surprised, though? I know you're very close to Peter Volandis, and you used to run racing New South Wales, so no doubt you're still in contact. Are you able to try and change his mind in regards to that? And I know the news this morning is that Queensland now shut the border to New South Wales and the ATC, but we understand that, I believe, horses can still move between those two states. So are you talking to Peter Volandis about trying to soften that hard border closure to Victoria?
I will talk to him in the next 24 hours. I've left a message for him. Hopefully he'll call me today. But Peter has a responsibility to the industry as a whole. And, of course, we've been well treated by the government because we've maintained very strong protocols at the races, etc. And Peter, you know, obviously feels that he's got a primary responsibility to New South Wales. But you know, life has to go on, and if it's at all possible with the strictest protocols, I'd love to see continuity of horses being able to move between states, and even if, you know, the people, even if it's uncomfortable for the people and they won't be able to get out of their trucks and that sort of thing, it'd be good if it could continue. But it may be difficult in these circumstances. We're on our tiptoes here, Michael. Everyone's expecting a blow-up any day. And if we do get those big numbers like Victoria, then we don't want to be the ones that have caused it, I suspect, you know, the racing industry. So I will chat with him today.
Is there any concern for your son, Paul, who trains quite close to Arrowfield as well, about trying to balance the breeding stock which is moving in there and his training facility as well?
Yes. Well, luckily they're separate operations. They're close, but they're totally separate operations. And Paul's maintaining very strong protocols, as we are at the whole farm now. You know, it's become very inflexible what we're doing. I know we've cancelled all our parades, stallion parades, which is an annoyance, but we've had to cancel them because they're likely to cause too many people to be at the one place at the one time, although we're allowing individual people to come if they meet the protocols and see horses. Individual people's at a time, not we can't, we don't want any conglomeration of people there. So it's difficult, look, it's certainly difficult to operate in these circumstances, but you've got to be satisfied that at least we do have a continuing business here, and if we continue to be very diligent, it will go on through the season, and sooner or later this will end, you know. We've just got to grince our teeth and obey the instructions at the moment.
Well, Arrowfield's celebrating the success of Schnitzel in the breeding barn. What about the racetrack? Have you got a couple of horses we can look forward to following from Arrowfield during the carnival?
I've got some lovely horses coming through, I think. I'll give you two fillies that I think are very, very good, way above average. Arcana is one. You've seen her have one start, first start win very well, and the second start she's been unlucky. And then went out for a spell. She's coming back. She's a three-quarter sister to the Autumn Sun. She's by Schnitzel, Speak of the Devil. Mm. And Arcana with Chris Waller. She's due to return in the next week or two, and I think she might be very good. And I've got a filly. We've also got a filly outside with Mark Newnham called Miravel that we think's very good as well. Those two fillies, Miravel and Arcana, are sort of potential spring stars for Arrowfield.
Well, they're two names we're writing down in the black book now, John. Arcana and Miravel.
Put them in the black book.
Miravel, lovely.
Yeah, Miravel.
Well, we'll continue to talk. Yep.
Sorry, I was going to say, and Paul, of course, is training a few, and there'll be some popping out of his stable over the next few months, we're hoping.
All right, very good. Well, we'll keep in contact with you, John, especially when the good horses start. Do your best for all the Victorians to try and talk Peter Volandis around, because we want to see the good horses from Victoria, like Tagaloa, racing in the races like the Golden Rose and the movement of horses between our two states.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the basis of racing, is to get the best horses against each other and have a proper contest. So I know exactly where you're coming from, but Peter's got responsibilities, but I'll certainly have a chat with him this morning.
Good on you, John. Good to chat this morning.
Cheers.
John Massara, the principal of Arrowfield there. So